Okay. So, once again, the word shana means year. It also comes from the word shinui, change, because every year changes. But it also means mishnah, from the word mishnah, which is to repeat, because the year repeats itself. Let's talk for a few moments about the idea of time in general. Time. How do you say time in Hebrew? Zman is correct. Zman. What does the word zman also mean? You've got to find other things in it. Yes?
Azmana means in time.
Wow! Leo, you're on fire today. Look at you, you should get nothing out of you. Very, very good. Hazmana is a invitation, right? You know, before we bench, we make a zimun. We make a zimun, because we're inviting the people to come and bench the Birchat HaMazon together. So the word zman means time, that's the translation of it. But it also means zimun, which is to invite or to prepare. I am preparing something. Right? Hazmana. Nachan? Hazmana. There is a preparation, an invitation. So time itself invites you. Time itself is going to invite you. And time itself is also prepared. It was prepared. Since when was time prepared? Phones away, please. Since when was time prepared? From creation of the world. From creation of the world. Interestingly, the first mitzvah given to the Jewish people in Egypt, before we left Egypt, Pedipe, you're going to write this down. The first mitzvah given to the Jewish people in Egypt before we left Egypt, which is actually considered the first mitzvah of the Torah that was given to us, was HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem. You should make a calendar. You need to start tracking time. Right? Tracking time. HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem. This is the first mitzvah. And that was given to us as a nation, as an am. Okay? We have to make a calendar. Start tracking, tracing time. Which we start on a Pesach, 15th of Nissan, and then carry it forward for tonight. I'm going to share something unbelievable with you today. It's going to change the whole way you look at Jewish life, the calendar, and everything else. Yes?
I thought the first mitzvah was to be fruitful.
There are those that say that. There were mitzvahs that came before to individuals. There was a Brit Mila before to Avraham Avinu. There's a mitzvah Puruvu, to have children, according to many people. That is actually the first mitzvah in the Torah. This is the first mitzvah given to the Jewish people as a whole. Okay? As a nation. But it happened in Egypt. Before we even left Egypt, the Torah was given outside of Egypt. This mitzvah to give inside of Egypt. Before we just we started, you got to start figuring out this time thing. Okay, let me share with you an amazing idea. It's not my idea. It's a great Rabbi Roy Dessler, and others speak about it. Let's talk about the secular calendar. The secular calendar follows what?
The sun.
It's a solar calendar, right? So the solar calendar is the secular calendar that we follow. Okay? Now, how do we look at time in general, just for interest?
24 hours, you mean?
Definitely 24 hours. But in general, through history, the secular world looks at time as a time, in books, it has a time.
Is it when Christ was born?
We'll kind of come to that. We're going to mention that as well. It's, oh, we don't say Christ, we say Jesus. You say Jesus Christ, then you're saying he's your savior.
Oh, okay.
You should first miss Jesus. Okay, so there you go. Like that. Timeline. So every textbook had history book, is that right? Here's a timeline. So this is the beginning, and this is us over here, 2015. Okay? So the timeline. So we have different things that happen. Right, over here, we have 1492, whatever, you know, we'll pick different dates. Here's 1776, right, all the way back. And we keep going, and then we have 1945. There's all different things we have over here, right? Are any of these events, these times, related? For example, let's pick a famous secular date here in America, Thanksgiving. You know, when is Thanksgiving?
Usually, always.
The fourth Thursday in November. That's Thanksgiving. Okay. The fourth Thursday in November. Who chose that date? So Abraham Lincoln, actually, chose, I think he created a holiday, I believe. But FDR chose that day. He said the fourth Thursday in November. I think it was the last Thursday. I can't remember exactly. But it was a chosen day. Let me ask you a question. Let's really think today. Could he have chosen any other date he wanted? Could he have chosen February 14th? Well, he would have. That was Valentine's Day. He would have mixed up a lot of it, right? Could you have chosen July 4th? That was also taken. So you just chose a date. But it's a random date. The date of Thanksgiving has no relation to the actual date itself. We just use it as a way to give thanks, right? For pilgrims and the wonderful American story. But there's no be'etzem, there's no real connection between that date and the event. July 4th. July 4th we celebrate barbecues. That's right, Independence Day, okay. So that July 4th over here in 2015, which you all celebrated, if you did. When was the first July 4th? 776, right? Right at the beginning. Right. Is there any relation between July 4th over here? Listen very carefully. July 4th over here and July 4th over here. Is there any relationship? No. Look at you. They could have chosen. I think it was signed July 3rd or July 5th. It wasn't on that date. So they can choose any date they want. There's no relation between that July 4th and this July 4th. If America turned around today and said, you know what, July 4th, it's too busy, it's too hot, people are away, let's choose another date. We're going to make it July 11th. Would anyone have a problem with that? I mean, I already booked my vacation, right? The barbecue's gone on sale. I got too much going on. But there's no real problem because we just chose a date which happens to be used to commemorate an event from the past. So it's actually not a timeline. What we're actually dealing with is time dots. Oh wait, is there a thousand different events? And we just choose something to remember what happened back then, but there's no be'etzem connection, no actual connection between this July 4th and this July 4th. Or any other sacred date.
Why?
Because it's just a random date they chose.
But I mean, the Independence Day of Israel.
Hold on to that idea. We're not Jewish yet. You know what? Let's get.
No, I'm not talking about Jewish.
It is a random date. It happened to.
The Declaration of Independence.
Was on July 3rd, July 5th. But I'm saying, you're right, no, we're commemorating something from the past. But we have to choose a date. So let's choose a date around that time. But there's no connection between the actual dates themselves. It just happened to happen at that time. Thanksgiving. They just chose a random time to give thanks. That's okay. It's not a problem. It's just a reality.
What about Christmas?
Great. Let's talk about that for a second. Okay, so Christmas is?
Oh, really
Christmas bad. Is?
December
25th.
No, Christmas born in July.
Yeah,
okay,
exactly.
So we actually don't even know. We don't even know when she was born. Actually, what's the new year? Listen carefully. What's the new year? January 1st. Is January 1st the new year? No. The new year actually is? The new year is? What? March 1st. We're talking non-Jewish, secular now, not Jewish. March 1st. How can I know that? So I'll prove it to you. March 1st. October. What's Oct? 8. That's the 8th month. November is? The 9th month. December. Dec. What's Dec? Decade? 10. January is the 11th month. February was always the 12th month, which is why the leap year appears at the end of February. It's the fudge factor. Okay? At the end of February. How did they get this day? Where did this come from? This is actually pretty recent. It's actually pretty recent. Well, let's go back to this day, because these two seem to be connected. What's December 25th meant to be? It's not, but what's it meant to be? The birth of?
Jesus.
Okay, let's count together. 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, the first. How many days after December 25th? 8 days. What happens 8 days after a baby is born? A Jewish baby got Brit Milah. Some say that January 1st was considered to be the Brit Milah of Jesus. Sylvester. Excuse me. Sylvester?
That's what Russians name.
That's just based upon various other.
In Russia, those huge.
It's good. You have to say.
Like when I was in the army,
actually,
all the Russians got it off.
They go January 6th, I think, the Russians. The others, there's other, maybe the Greek Orthodox, they choose a later date. What I'm saying is the calendar changed for them. They missed it around. It was originally this, and it became this for other theological reasons. Are we clear so far? We get my idea so far? Okay. So I want to talk about the Jewish version now. So this is when you're going to get your thinking caps on. I advise you to take notes, by the way. There will be questions on this, but it's a very important idea. So what's the idea of Zman, Hazmana, Shana? All these words we pulled in. Shana means year, shanot, to repeat, it repeats itself. So what's interesting is, for us, the actual year is not so important. We don't really care about the actual year itself. I mean, we use the year, and it's important. We're going from 5775 into 5776. But the year things happen, we're not interested. What we are very, very interested in, which takes on incredible importance for us, is the time within the year. The time within the year. So the secular calendar may be a timeline, but for us, the Jewish people, we don't follow the solar calendar, we follow the
lunar
calendar. That's right. We are loonies. We follow the lunar calendar. However, it can't just be the lunar calendar. Why can it not just be the lunar calendar? Why can we not just follow the moon? Because then we'd be off sync with the, out of sync with the solar, right? Because it's off by, what, 11 days or something. So what we need to do is we actually have a Shana Mu'beret, which is a pregnant year, it's a little translation. We had an extra month to keep our calendar in line with the solar calendar. So we actually follow both. The Muslims just follow the lunar calendar, which is why their holidays travel through the year, backwards. We, however, we want to keep our holidays in time with the seasons. Based upon what? Based upon the fact that Torah says that the Jewish people have to celebrate Pesach b'chodesh ha'aviv. Chodesh aviv. What is chodesh aviv? What is aviv?
Springtime.
Springtime, yeah. We want to make sure that Pesach falls in spring. Why? We have to understand what Pesach is, which we're going to actually talk about in a few minutes, actually. But we know that Pesach must appear over here. Now, if we just followed the lunar calendar, it wouldn't. It would travel through the year, because the lunar calendar and the solar calendar are off. There's a gap of days between them. Therefore, what needs to happen was we need to push the calendar forward, and push it forward every so often to make sure that our months fit in with the seasons, because the seasons that the Jewish holidays fall into are very, very important. You cannot have Pesach in the summer, you cannot have Pesach in the winter, and you cannot have Pesach in the fall. Pesach must appear in the springtime.
Like
God bless you.
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
It's like Ramadan, how it's all year. Like...
No, it travels right, but we don't want that to happen.
Yeah, I know. I'm saying like
we want to avoid right the Ramadan problem, as it were. We don't want to go there.
What's crazy is that, like, everything, like, I hear about, like, the Muslim culture is, like, so...
Based
like,
upon,
well,
it's based upon Judaism.
They're trying to do, like, the better way.
Okay. Actually, a more extreme way, but that's another discussion, not for now. Okay, so instead of a timeline, what do we have? This is the key part, so follow carefully. We don't have a timeline. What do we have?
A cycle.
A what? It can't be a cycle, Rebecca, because if it was a cycle, we'd see our previous selves the year before, which would be crazy. You know what I'm saying? It can't be a cycle.
A spiral.
Right. It's going to have to be a spiral. Like a corkscrew? Like those parking lots? It's more like this. This is a 2D version. But think about the... Did you figure that out? You heard that out somewhere?
Well, no. No, like... She's like...
You heard it before.
She's trying to hint to me.
I
didn't know what she was saying.
Oh, so you just said it. Now you can understand what she told you. It's actually a spiral. That's how they understand. Like a corkscrew. You know, a corkscrew, a 3D corkscrew. What does that mean? And why is that really, really important? These are the words, by the way, of Rabbi Dessler. Great rabbi explained it this way. It goes like this. Let's choose time. This is the beginning of time. And this is us over here. 5, 7, 7, 5. About a couple of days to go into 5, 7, 7, 6. Check this out. This is really wild, but crazy important. Let's choose a certain date. Let's go with Pesach. What is the date of Pesach Passover? I'll try that again. What is the date of Pesach? Not Aleph Nisan.
Hmm?
15th. The 15th of the Jewish month of Nisan. Now, what is that holiday about?
Freedom.
The Jewish people left Egypt. Now, it happened then. We say, Bayam Mahem, in those days, Bezman Hazeh, at this time. You see, what happens is you have one over here, but since we're in a spiral, we're going to go down the corkscrew, and we're going to end up over here. 15th of Nisan. We're going to come down over here. 15th of Nisan. And we're going to come down here. 15th of Nisan. Right? Sorry. 15th of Nisan. All the way down. So I'm in a further year, I'm 1 year later, but I'm in the same place. Because all the 15th of Nisan connect together like this.
Why don't we just call it a cycle?
Because a cycle takes you back to where you were before. It can't be a cycle. Because you're 1 year on. You're in a different year, but you're in the same place. Let me give you an example. I'll explain to you even better. Imagine that we'll go January 1st. I invite Shani and Kayla to Times Square to hang out with me. What happens in Times Square on the 1st of January?
The ball drops.
The ball drops. 10, 9, 8 with that, and with that, and it's fantastic. Everyone's screaming and drinking and the whole thing, yellow. A year later, I call them up. I'm like, come back. Let's go back to the same place. Do I see my previous self, 2016, January 1st? Because I was there 2015, January 1st. Do I see my previous self? No, honestly, because it's 1 year later. But I'm in the same place. Times Square. I could have actually left something for myself over there and captured it. That could have happened. I'm in the same place. Time is like a place you visit. You visit time. You travel through time is actually really the expression. Just like, say the rabbis, you're on a train. And you go through the year. The year is a spiral. And I go through the year. And every year repeats itself. It's Shana. And I get to a stop. And there's a stop called Pesach. What's Pesach? Freedom time. Which means what? The time itself is freedom. Zman cheruteinu. The Zman, right? Zimun that was prepared for us at the beginning of creation was a time of freedom. Which when Pesach comes, you go free. That's what Pesach does. It frees a person. Which means, this is very careful, it's going to blow your minds. Which means, ladies, that we don't celebrate Pesach only because the Jewish people left Egypt. It's the other way around. The Jewish people left Egypt because it was Pesach. She did. Fantastic. What's a good proof to this? I'll give you an amazing proof. Pesach was kept by Avraham Avinu. Pesach was kept by Avraham Avinu. How could Avraham Avinu, Abraham, keep Pesach? Doesn't make sense. I mean, the Jewish people hadn't even entered into Israel yet. Never mind. It was a time. It was a time. It was still freedom time, but it was a time. So what happened was, when you stood at Pesach, you felt freedom. What is the food of Pesach?
Unleavened bread.
Matzah. Matzah. And it says, Avraham Avinu ate matzah. Lot, his nephew, Rashi says, ate matzah. Why? Because it was Pesach. How did it be Pesach? We didn't even get to Egypt yet. It wasn't Pesach the event. It was Pesach the time. In the Jewish year, follow carefully, 2448. In that year, when 50th of Nisan rolled around, Hashem said, you know what? It's freedom time. Time to get out. That's an example. A very big example. A really crazy important example of one thing. Of an idea. And the idea is the time itself allowed to go free. Which means when Pesach comes around, I'm not just celebrating what happened thousands of years ago. I'm reliving it. I too can go free. Because I too may be trapped in and a slave. Not to the Egyptians, but to my bad traits, bad thoughts, bad ideas, bad relationships, whatever, yes.
So if there's a point in time every year that we have a moment of freedom, how come Hashem didn't A moment of freedom. How come he didn't say, or Hashem didn't say much, like a lot of time before that, okay, now it's... Because there were times of freedom before the time of freedom happened.
Very good. How come they didn't get out of Egypt earlier?
Yeah. Because there were many moments of freedom before then.
There were. Every year was there. The potential was always there. The potential was there all year, but sometimes it's just clearer. And the answer is, they weren't ready and didn't merit it yet. So why that year? Because had they been, we say in the Haggadah, had we not left then, that moment, by next Pesach, we would have completely assimilated. We would have completely gone. This was the last moment that Hashem did us a favor and, boop, took us out. So that was the exact time for it. Let's go even deeper. So that's Pesach. Now this is going to have to work for every Jewish holiday, because you're traveling through the year. And every time you arrive at a time, you're arriving at a place, at a station, a tachana. And you pick up what you need, and you move on. So once a year, you need freedom. But you also need other stuff as well. You also need newness, hitchatshut. When's that going to come? Rosh Hashanah. So Rosh Hashanah isn't just a commemoration of creation of what was created on Rosh Hashanah. What are we actually celebrating on Sunday night? Not the world. The world was created on the 20th. Most people think that. Most people, actually, pretty much everyone does. But actually, the world was created on the 25th of Elul. So what's created? 25th of Elul, yesterday. Yes, or 2 days ago? No.
Today's Chafvav.
Chafvav Elul today?
I know what.
Your birthday is. Yes. So what was created on Rosh Hashanah then? 6 days later?
Adam.
Mankind. So what we do is actually reliving and recreating the birth kind of man of mankind. Because Jewish history is not a history of events like creation of the world. It's a history of people. The Torah is not a history book that discusses creation of the world and big cataclysmic events like, I don't know, Marxian history, where we look at events, right? The whole world is just a cycle of events and people are just in the background being trampled by them or uplifted by them. The Jewish view is history is a history of people. Some really good people and some really bad people. We make history. So Rosh Hashanah, which is the first day of the month of Tishrei, really comes and says we can recreate. Now it makes sense that it's a day of judgment. Why does it make sense that Rosh Hashanah is a day of judgment? Why does that make sense? Because when you create something new, a new company, for example, once a year you have to review it. How's it doing? Are we making money? Are we losing money? Right, clientele? Every company once a year goes through a certain amount of evaluation. So Hashem also evaluates. Now, who is Hashem evaluating, by the way? Just the Jewish people?
No,
it's good. Why everyone? Because we're going back to the beginning of creation of mankind. So the entire world called by Olam. The entire world is judged. Jew and non-Jew. Everyone is being judged. That's scary. Hashem could do that. Because He created us. You create a company. You can review it, analyze it. How's it doing? Is it making money, losing money? Are we went B? Are we making a profit? Are we making profits? Yeah. That's Rosh Hashanah. Tashlit is between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. This is the time of year. Yeah. Actually, you actually shouldn't do it on Rosh Hashanah, by the way. Although some do, throw the bread in the water on Rosh Hashanah. That you shouldn't do. Right. But Tashlit is around that time. Yes. Very, very good. So actually there's two, what you're referring to, Lyra, I believe, is actually there's two Jewish, there's actually four Jewish New Years, to be honest. But there's a discussion in the Gemara, exactly when the New Year begins. Was it born on the first of Tishrei or of Nisan? Right? We go with beginning of Tishrei. However, Pesach is a New Year for us. The first of Nisan and the build-up of Pesach. Why is that a New Year? Because that's creation of the Jewish people, the first month. We start following the months. Nisan is the first month. Why? Why do we follow it then? That's creation of the Jewish people. So creation of the world and mankind is Tishrei 1. The creation of the Jewish people and the calendar starts, we don't say the first month of Tishrei, the first month is Nisan. Because that's creation of the Jewish people. So Nisan and Pesach is uniquely Jewish thing. Tishrei is a Jewish thing, but also a world thing. The entire world is being judged. Everyone passes before God as an individual. which is scary. The IRS are coming. You don't worry about the IRS now, but you will do. And they're looking at our personal accounts. Trust me, that's not good. That's scary. We have faith that God will look after it. That's why you want to be part of a community, by the way. If you don't want to sit on by yourself, you want to be part of a community at that time so that you're like, the whole company is being reviewed, not just each individual inside. You can slip it inside. You know what I'm saying? You want to slip under the radar. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to have your own personal accounts being reviewed. Their mistakes will be found. The IRS will find mistakes, believe me. So we don't want to have individuals. We want to be part of a community. Yes?
This is kind of going back, but I'm kind of confused as to the difference between the calendar, the secular, and the...
What we're saying is that these events, these times of the year are intrinsically linked. They're not random dates. The 15th of Nisan is for him. I mean, Pesach must be on this date. That's why we're so obsessed with the time it comes in. Because the time itself speaks. In the secular calendar, it's irrelevant. Just choose a random date to celebrate something from the past. It's a commemoration. For us, not a commemoration. You are there. You're standing in the same place. Many years later. That's why you don't see your previous self. Or you're tripping. But you are a year later. But you're in the same place. I've reached the same place. So the word Shana means I'm repeating. The year repeats itself. But not in a circle. We're up and up and up and up and up. So that means if I'm standing on 15th of Nisan, Avraham Avinu could do this. He stood at 15th of Nisan, Pesach hadn't happened yet, and says, it's freedom time, give me some matzah. Because matzah is the food of Pesach. And the shofar is the sound of Rosh Hashanah. So the Akedah, Rosh Hashanah. He could tap, I don't know how he did it. He was a great person, he was a great prophet. He was able to tap into that time and think, matzah time. This is shofar time. Did he have to? No. He wasn't obligated to. That's just the reality. So the time itself has its own energy. By the way, it's not just positive, there's also negative. Is there a negative time in the Jewish calendar, a sad day in the Jewish calendar? Tisha B'Av, the 9th of Av. The 9th of Av is a negative time. 9th of Av. Now we'll go into these holidays in more detail later on the semester. But that's a bad day. Do you know what we always do? We figure out what happened on Tisha B'Av. We look back at previous Tisha B'Avs and think about all the bad stuff that happened. That's stuff, everyone does that all the time. Why do they do that? Why do they look back at the same date and find different things? For example, the spies, the Meraglim, came back with a bad report. That was Tisha B'Av. The first temple destroyed, Tisha B'Av. Second temple destroyed, Tisha B'Av. Right up to the modern day, Auschwitz opened, Tisha B'Av. First World War began, Tisha B'Av. Why do they do that? Why do they have to find all these events that happened on that particular day? Why are we so like... Because the day itself is like a negative aspect to it. All the way back to when the Jewish people cried all night in the desert when the spies came back with a bad report about Eretz Yisrael. So Hashem says, you cry for no reason. I'll give you a reason to cry. The date itself is bad, so we don't do certain things around that time. We're careful how we act, things we do. It's not a good time. It's not a auspicious time for the Jewish people. So the 9th of Av is a bad date. Right back. It's part of the fabric of time. All the way down. So when I stand here at 5775, 9th of Av, it's a bad day. Why is it a bad day? 1,000 years ago, 3,000, something bad happened. It's not what happened back then. It's the time itself. It has to be, or it makes no sense. You can't celebrate Hanukkah a week later. Actually, that's an interesting one. Purim and Hanukkah. How do they play it out? Why are Purim and Hanukkah a question on what we're discussing today? Why are they a question? Because they came later. Purim and Hanukkah. Purim. I'm talking American. Purim and Hanukkah. Right? When do they happen? Many years later, hundreds of thousands years later, not hundreds of thousands, hundreds of years later, after the Torah was finished and closed off. Nachon? That's what I... So how can you make a Jewish holiday? Only God knows the time of a holiday. That's weird, right, Emily? Isn't that weird? How can the rabbis, it's rabbinic, these are rabbinic, they're drabanan. Nachon, Lara? Purim and Hanukkah are rabbinic. They occurred after the Torah. You know, when they found Ethiopians, right, who got out of Israel, and we hadn't been in contact with them for a long time, they had Jewish holidays, they didn't have Purim and Hanukkah. Why do they not? Because they left before those events happened. They were somewhere else. Isn't that wild? They were so far detached from the Jewish people for so many years, they missed them. Everyone else got them, but they missed them. Wild.
Were they holding things from all the way back?
Yes, absolutely. But not Purim and Hanukkah. And so, Purim and Hanukkah is a... What?
Things we didn't know anymore?
No. Nothing like that. Not that I know of. So now they turn up, and we have this single brand. How could you create it? How can you create co-creator? Either the time is Purim or Hanukkah, or the time is not Purim or Hanukkah. How can you create a holiday? But it shows how difficult it was to do it. Esther and Mordechai had to work very, very, very hard in order to get it. It took a long time. You know what really happened? This is what the commentators say. This is a very deep idea. They say that what happened was, they said, this is the time of Purim. What is Purim? A time of simcha, of redemption. A very important holiday, by the way. Very important holiday. It's not just a fun holiday we get dressed up and enjoy ourselves. There's a lot of depth to it. It's actually the prototype of the ultimate redemption, time of Mashiach. It's connected to that. It's connected to Matan Torah. It's a very important holiday. We're going to discuss it, God willing, later on the semester. But anyway, they said this is Purim. The rabbi had to wait 1 year till that time came around again. And they went, yeah, you're right. Same with Hanukkah. They celebrated it. They put the lights. They lit the menorah. And a year later, they're like, yeah, we feel the energy is still here. And they lit the menorah again. And it became a Jewish holiday after that. Had to wait 1 year to see if they felt a year later that Zman had that koach, and they kept it. Very difficult. It wasn't easy to create a new Jewish holiday. Very, very tough. Something big's going to happen. They knew that this was the time. They went, yeah, this is Purim time. And not only that, they had to find hints to these holidays in the Torah, because everything's in the Torah. So if Purim and Hanukkah, they had to find certain hints. And the Gemara does that. The Gemara, when we discuss Purim one day, we'll see. The Gemara says, where is Esther in the Torah? Where is Haman in the Torah? Where is Mordechai in the Torah? They're not in the Torah. The Torah happened years before. They lived thousands of years afterwards. And they said, that must be hinted at. If it's a holiday, it's part of our people, part of our history, it's got to be hinted at. It's not pshat. It doesn't say Purim happens, but it's hinted at, and there's certain hints to it. Esther is there. Esther Torah Menayim. Anochi Haster Aser Panai, it says in the Quran. Parsha Vayelech. I will surely hide my face, as a reference to Purim. And they say Hanukkah as well. You count 25 words, 25th Kislev is when it happened. You count 25 words in the Torah, I think the word is or light. In fact, the rabbis do this. They didn't need to do this, but they do it. To show you that it's got to be part of what was expected to happen. It was part of our history. But it was encoded in the Torah already many years before. Otherwise, how could he create it? We will. We're going to have new holidays. Actually, Yom Kippur is going to change. Tisha B'Av is going to become a Yom Tov. Actually, Tisha B'Av right now is called a Yom Tov. Because eventually Mashiach comes, all these things are going to become happy days for us. So things are going to change. Events will happen, they'll change it. And even, this is really crazy, some mitzvot we do, we don't know the reason for. When Mashiach comes, we're not going to understand them. Retroactively, we're going to be, that's the reason. In other words, it could be Avraham Avinu eats matzah. He doesn't understand why matzah is the food you eat on that day. Only when the event happened, they left quickly. Didn't have time to get out, right? With the batzek on their backs, they left quickly, became matzah. So retroactively, they figured out why they had matzah on that day. They see that could be with the paraduma, the red cow. Mashiach comes, I understand why the particular creature is involved in this. There are commentators that say that. But that's not important. So every Jewish holiday is going to be repeated every single year. So Sukkot. What's Sukkot? What does Sukkot give us? It's got to give us something. If Rosh Hashanah gives us newness, Hitchatshut, and Pesach gives us Cherutein of freedom, then what is Sukkot giving us? What is Sukkot?
What's giving us newness?
Rosh Hashanah, New Year, right? And Pesach is giving us freedom. We need that once a year. So Sukkot is giving us... So that is true protection, happens to be true. But what do we call protection from God? faith, emunah, and simcha. Right? Because true simcha, happiness, comes when you feel God is protecting you and having faith in God. Right? V'samachta b'chagecha. Chag is a reference to Sukkot. So that gives you happiness. What does Yom Kippur give us? Once a year we need to have? That's simple. Yom Kippur gives us kapara, not mourning. Kapara, forgiveness. It's a happy day. All our sins being wiped away. The IRS is saying, I'm taking away all of your debt. It's a happy day. That's what's happening. I said to you, today, I'm going to come look at your books, but my plan is to wipe away all your debt. I'm like, I'm nervous. You're looking at my books, but wipe away my debt? I'm excited. Let's talk. Let's talk all day about this. I don't have time to eat or drink. I have the opportunity of having all my debt wiped out. Who can eat and drink? Now, let's go through your books, Kayla. I'm going to see all your, if you owe. But the more we talk about it, the more chance we'll get rid of it. I'm like, eat or drink? Who's got time to eat? On Tisha B'Av, who wants to eat? I can't eat. Oh, I'm so depressed. I'm Kippur. Who's got time to eat? I'm like, every minute I'm here, it's being chopped away. Clean slate. Thousands and thousands of dollars in debt gone away. All of our sins wiped away. Woo! I'm taking that day seriously. So that's Yom Kippur. Which holiday did we miss out? What's the big holiday we missed out? Shavuot, thank you. What's Shavuot?
Trees.
Nope. Shavuot is not. It's agricultural. It is agricultural, absolutely. I take that back. She said trees. It's not the birthday of the trees. That's what you meant. That's Tu Bishvat.
No, yeah.
But Shavuot is an agricultural. There's an agricultural, natural aspect to it. That's also interesting why that would be. That's to do with the time of year. Right? The time of year, the harvesting time of year. There's no coincidence. It's got to fit in solar, lunar. The holiday fits in with the season, absolutely. The agricultural aspect, no doubt. You bring Chadash at that time.
Isn't Shavuot weeks?
Shavuot means weeks, because you count the weeks from Pesach to Shavuot. 7 weeks is 49 days. But what happened on Shavuot? The original Shavuot?
Receive
the Torah. So when Shavuot rolls around, what can I receive at that time? What does that time let me receive?
The Torah.
Right. It's Torah time. That's what it does. Right? Can I get Torah anytime? Yeah. TorahAnytime.com. But once a year, it's musugal. Once a year, it's easier. The doors are opened and it's much easier to get. The example they give is like, you have a dark room, and I say, could you find this pin in a dark room? What would you say? Possible, but difficult. It's going to be difficult. It's going to be difficult. But if I turn on the lights, it's much easier. On the Jewish holidays, the lights are turned on. It's easier to get freedom. It's easier to get kapara Yom Kippur. And there's a pin in the Gemara that even if a person doesn't fast and doesn't go to shul, just passing through the time of Yom Kippur gives them a kapara. Now, since you're passing through, you might as well do the mitzvot, which is to fast and not eat and not drink and all the other things that we don't do Yom Kippur and go to shul and daven. But the time itself is mechaper. The time that you just pass through it, it's like going through the car wash. So that is how time works. Years, not so important. Month and days and moments in the year, extremely important. Shana, it repeats. I get there every time. So as the year starts, on Sunday night, you're about to get into a train on Rosh Hashanah. And you're going to travel through. And you're going to stop at various places. And you're going to grab a matzah. You're going to get some freedom. And then you're going to grab a little bit of kapara on Yom Kippur. And then you're going to grab a little bit of Emunah and Simcha on Sukkot. And then you get to Hanukkah and get light at the darkest part of the year. And then you keep going. And you're going to get to Tu Bishvat. And you're going to have some fruit. And then you're going to get to Purim. And get Tzchok, laughter. And more Simcha. And redemption. And then you get back. And you come all the way back to Pesach again. And then the whole cycle starts. And Pesach has freedom time. And you get to Shavuot. You get to get the Torah. And then you get through. You get to Tisha B'Av. The difficult time. And then it starts getting Rosh Hashanah. On and on and on and on. thoughts, comments, ideas, questions. Powerful, right? Change the whole way we look at Jewish holidays. It's a whole different reality. Yes.
Just wondering, like, for instance, when you said, like, before you should do, like, the mitzvah, not, like, fasting and this and that. But, like, what if, for instance, you're 15 years old and you don't understand why to do it, but your parents
don't want to
do it?
Great question. Like, Tiffany, the answer is you still have to do it. It still works. Just because you don't understand how something works, you'll get more out of it if you do understand. But even if you don't understand, it still works. I use my computer all the time. I use my phone. I got no clue. I do not know how that little thing allows me to see my mother in London, have a conversation with her. Do I need to understand how it works in order to use it? Will I get more out of the experience if I were to find out about it? Yeah, I would. But I'm not particularly interested in that. It just gets the job done. I can use my time in better ways. Same thing with mitzvot. We do them. This actually is not my idea. The proof of this is Naaseh V'Nishma. We do it, and then we want to find out what's in it. But we have to find out. Because if you don't find out why, eventually, you're not going to do it. But the desire to do it is, you've got to just jump in. Yes?
Why is Rosh Hashanah the day of judgment?
Because mankind was created on Rosh Hashanah, and once a year, you have to evaluate how a machine is doing, how a company is doing, how a business is doing. So since it's the day mankind was created, mankind is judged on that day. God stops and says, okay, I made you on this day. We've done 1 year. How's it going? Are you doing what you're meant to be doing? Are you doing the mitzvot? Are you taking care of your family? Are you learning? Are you becoming a better person? Are you working in the midot? All the other stuff. It's the evaluation time, which fits in with what happened originally. The annual checkup. That's really what it is. But it comes with a lot more, you know, thoughts. Yeah.
Before you were talking about how this Jewish calendar goes on the lunar system, and then how
it goes on the lunar system. That's right. And then twice every 7 years, I think, we have what's called a Shana Mu'barat, which means a pregnant year, and an extra Adar, because Adar is the last month. It's the month before Nisan is thrown in order to push it down, so it stays, Pesach stays in the springtime, and obviously the rest of the holidays will stay in the right seasons as well. Okay? For example, Sukkot has to appear right in between the summer and fall. It can't be too hot, because then who doesn't sit in a hut? And it can't be too cold, because who wants to sit in a hut? So every holiday has to fit in the season.
So how often do you add that?
Twice every 7 years, I believe. Sound right? Yeah. Shana Mu'barat, a pregnant year. Yes?
Why do you think that eventually the school will be cancelled?
That's a good question. Not cancelled. You can't. We'll all have the mitzvot, but it will be different. That's more to do with the nature of Mashiach and what the world is going to be like then, and the nature of sin is going to change at that time. The Ramban says the Yetzer Hara will be reduced, and therefore Yom Kippur, it may not even be a fast day at that point. Who knows? Those that say that. But that's more of a discussion on Mashiach and what the world's going to be like, and our relationship to Hashem at that time, and our relationship to sin. Because if we're sinning less, then Yom Kippur will be less of a day. Yeah.
Do you know what it's going to be?
Absolutely. There's tons written on what the prophets speak about it. Everyone speaks about it. I do a whole course. I do like 10 classes on Yom HaTov Mashiach. The Gemara's full of it. The prophet's full of it. It's a very detailed script. Do we absolutely know for sure? We're not there yet. But a lot's written about it. Yeah. And that day, God will be one, His name will be one. And there's many things we say and do which relate to it. Yeah. There's a lot written on that. Why these particular months, where they come from, there is written on that, actually, yes. Where you are in the year, the darkest part of the year needs Hanukkah. Okay, springtime, all the crops are coming out of the ground, right? So the world goes free. Well, the Arab Spring, it wasn't coincidence. It wasn't the Arab Summer or Arab Winter. People are too hot to start schlepping out into Tahrir Square, you know what I'm saying, in the summer, and it's too cold in the winter. It's like snowing over there in Egypt. So they do it. So springtime is a time of freedom. Naturally, the natural course of events in the world, things are blossoming in spring, right? So too, we humans are also blossoming and going free. The natural cycle is very much entrenched in this. Hanukkah appears at the darkest time of the year. We put light in the darkest time of the year. It's no coincidence that they happen at these times of year. It's extremely connected, right? The new crop comes, chadash, because the Torah should be chadash. So Shavuot appears at the time when we start to take chadash on the ground. That's what the Kli Yakar says. So it's very much related to the agricultural reality that is happening in the world.
Are the kings reversing the South Pole?
No. It follows the Eretz Yisrael. Okay. That is our last class till after the Jewish holidays. Chazak u'baruch. I wish you all a Shana Tova. Ketiva v'chatima Tova. It should be a blessed year for you. And I will see you all next year.